This is the moment. The Monday Muse moment. You'll see what I did there in just a minute when you meet our Monday Muse. Her name is Mia Dyson. She's got a new album out called The Moment. She joins me now. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
Congratulations
me.
Congratulations on the album.
Thank you.
I was listening to it before you came.
Incredible.
And it was very enjoyable and quite diverse. I think it's diverse anyway.
I'm glad. Well, I'm curious to hear the reaction to it. Cause
do you go in consciously making something that is going to be a bit diverse?
I do like to find in each new song that I write, I guess I'm always looking for a new voice to come through. And I think that dictates that it ends up being a little diverse. And I'm a fan of those kind of records. I've never been a fan of just the one sort of dynamic through a whole record, even though sometimes that can be really beautiful, but I do like that variety.
My theory on that is it works for AC/DC and not many other people. And that, like, they can do it, but otherwise...
Yeah, I can't get away with it.
But it must be putting a lot of pressure on yourself then to think about, right, every time I do a song now, I've already said that, so I'm not going to say that anymore.
It is. I definitely find myself treading down the same path and going, ooh, hang on, I really want to, you know, try something else. And it's, I think looking for an original sound and an original voice is one of the most difficult parts of songwriting. And it doesn't have to be reinventing, you know, the wheel or music, but it's just that subtle new thing that that is so hard to find.
Just something different. Well, let's dip into the single, which is also the first track off The Moment, and it's the song from which the title of the album is derived. It's called When The Moment Comes. What was going through your head when you were writing this?
Ooh, I have no idea.
She has no idea. Mia Dyson has no idea, and this is the product of having no idea. Yeah, really? No, it's got... do you know what it reminds me of? I'm always nervous when I say this because I've got a feeling
you
I'm going to say...
You might offend me?
Yeah, and you go, oh, ugh. God, that's the worst person ever. Anyway, just brace yourself.
I can't wait.
It reminds me a little bit of Melissa Etheridge.
I'll take it.
Happy?
I'm happy.
Are we still friends?
We are still friends.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
Do you hear what I'm saying or not really?
I do, and I get that a little bit, Melissa Etheridge comparison here and there. I didn't actually, you know, hear her music until... my late 20s, but I think we source the inspiration from the same place, you know.
So the music to me is very Australian.
Oh, good.
But it was just the vocal. Okay. What is it that makes that sound Australian?
Again, another question to which I have no answer.
Well, you had no idea when you were writing it, and you've got no idea now that you've written it, but it's going really, really well. It was single of the week for 3 days on iTunes, and you got something like 18,000 downloads, which means you're obviously very wealthy and you don't need to do these sorts of interviews anymore.
Indeed.
And so
actually,
for that,
I might
I'm even
take
more
off
thankful.
Now if
no, you can't there. Because you have an obligation. You're our Monday Muse.
Indeed.
Which means you have to teach us something, basically. What have you chosen? What's on your syllabus?
I have chosen an instrumental track. Actually, this song was written, I think by Sam Cooke, Dark End of the Street. And forgive me for all those music buffs who know that I'm wrong about that. But Ry Cooder did an instrumental version of this song on a record called Boomer's Story. And my dad is a big Ry Cooder fan, and he's also a big part of why I'm playing guitar and whatnot.
Who, your dad or
Ry Cooder? My dad, because he played me these amazing records as I was growing up. And this record in particular was so important to me because when I started playing piano when I was about 4 or 5, we learnt this song together. He played the slide part and I played the piano part. Mm. And then when I gave up piano and then later I picked up the guitar and I learned how to play it on guitar. It was one of the first songs I learned on guitar as well.
So you're learning slide, because Ry Cooder was famous for being a slide guitarist.
Indeed.
So he's not sort of your Joe Satriani shredding, playing a million notes.
Not.
He's playing your slide guitar and he's often a lot of space, like not, he's not busy.
Yes. Well, you see, you're teaching people things right now because that is the beauty and I think where I draw some inspiration is that he's not trying to fill all the space and be showy and flashy with his playing. It's all about the tone and the subtlety and the timing, the placement of the notes, and he, you know, he plays beautiful regular guitar as well as the slide, and I don't know, probably plays a million different stringed instruments, but that tone that he has on this song is just beautiful. And even without the lyrics, which are really poignant, this song is so emotive. I think he manages to evoke almost like that yearning in with the slide guitar, which is beautiful.
All right, I don't think we've had slide guitar on the Monday Muse before.
No.
Thank you for bringing it in. Looking forward to it. And this was a bit of a signature track for him, I think. So
yeah,
let's dip into it, shall we?
Please.
Classic, isn't it? The Dark End of the Street, Ry Cooder. Not by Ry Cooder, but performed by Ry Cooder. And do you know what I felt as I was listening to that? Suddenly, I understand Eric Clapton's Unplugged album. The use of the slide guitar on that suddenly makes a lot more sense as
Excellent.
A result of that.
So you learnt something today.
Yeah, see what you did?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect of this song, and in fact all of Ry Cooder's, a lot of Ry Cooder's work, is he has this drummer, Jim Keltner, who... I think his groove inspired me. I've always been searching for those players that have that incredibly deep pocket, laid back feel, and that song too. It's like the drums are so subtle on that song, but the feel is incredible, and I've been looking for that.
Is that an easy song to do really badly?
I'm sure it is. There'd be that temptation if you really can sing to fill it with a whole lot of superfluous trills and frills and stuff, and I think it just is
the Australian Idol.
Yeah, the Australian Idol version.
Yes,
could be. That would be a really good way to ruin it.
Right, that'd be catastrophic.
That would be.
The moment is not catastrophic. It's the name of Mia Dyson's album. Thanks so much for coming in. It's wonderful.
My pleasure
to have you in the studio and to hear some of Ry Cooder's finest work.
Cheers,
Mia Dyson, our Monday Muse here on RN Drive.